Lincoln South Food Hall in Bellevue. Fitness for foodies. From carb-loving meat eaters to vegan and everything in between, we've got you covered. Grab a quick lunch or come for happy hour. You'll leave craving more. Order online at LincolnSFH.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
A lot of times when you go on a date, it's something that's been planned for a while and you know exactly what you're going to do. But sometimes you have an unplanned date. Mm. Just a date pops out of nowhere.
Cool.
Like anytime I'm on a long ride, it's just like, oh, it's time for a hand date.
What? That's not...
A hand date. Just no. A long drive and an unexpected date.
I don't think you're allowed
You'd have to buy your hand dinner.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Uh-huh. I don't know what you're thinking of. But anyway, enough about me and my hand dating rituals. Let's talk to Mona, who's on the phone right now. And apparently Mona had an unexpected date. What's up, Mona? How are you?
I'm all right, guys.
Mona, did you have a hand date?
No, I didn't have a hand date.
Good. Oh, okay, good. So your email said that you didn't really plan a date, but it kind of happened, and now he's not calling you back. What's his name?
His name is Carl.
Carl, all right. And how did you have an unexpected date with Carl?
So let me start from the beginning. About 4 months ago, I got dumped by the love of my life.
Aww. Oh, my gosh. Those are the worst dumpings.
I'm so sorry.
Like, dumping even by someone you don't like very much sucks.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. Yeah. I thought he was going to be the one. And the worst part about it is that he dumped me for his best friend.
What?
Wait, male best friend or female best friend?
I don't want to get into that right now.
Okay.
Sounds like a
I'm sorry,
lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah. I mean, it was the worst part of my life. I think that was really low for me.
Okay.
But the other day, you know, I went out with some friends. I have to get myself out of this slump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We went to a bar, had a few drinks, and she's like, give me your phone. I'm like, why? She said, just give me your damn phone. So I gave it to her. She downloaded this dating app, and we start swiping. And, you know, she's swiping left, swiping right. I was like, nah, that guy's ugly. But then I matched with Carl, right?
Nice.
And I was like, oh, he's kind of cute. And he, you know, immediately responded back. And it was weird because, like, 20 minutes later, he showed up at the bar.
Wait,
okay.
Did you tell him where you were, or was that by chance?
Yeah, I told him.
Oh, good.
Okay, so invited.
This guy is crazy.
Yeah, you invited him out then.
I was a little tipsy. I was like, all right, let me do something a little wild and crazy.
Yeah.
So, and he showed up. It was spontaneous, and it was really cool, you know. And my friend decided to pardon herself after making sure that he's not in that job.
Good.
She's a good friend.
Yeah, no, she's like, you know, you cool here? I was like, yeah, I'm cool.
Good wingman.
So she left, and then Carl and I started drinking a little bit more and joking around, and we ended up staying at the bar pretty damn late.
Okay.
You guys hooked up, right? Like, this is leading to a hookup.
Well, no, wait. Let me tell you what happened. So, you know, because I was being spontaneous, I kind of dared him to do something spontaneous, too.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, okay, what do you want me to do? I was like, go to the bathroom, take off your underwear, and bring it back to me.
Okay. Did he do it?
He totally did.
Okay.
Oh!
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, he's definitely thinking that you guys are hooking up at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really cute and was fun. And I kind of did something even more spontaneous. I grabbed his boxers and I used it as a napkin.
What?
Gross.
Oh, no.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
That left more streaks.
I was like, you guys are having fun until you did that. Now, that's just disgusting.
I thought it was kind of sexy, you know? Like
sexy?
I used...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
what did Carl think?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I haven't heard back from him. I don't know.
Wait, what happened after you used his boxers as a napkin, though?
Well, we both got really, really tipsy, and I decided to Uber home. He gave me a little sweet kiss on my cheek, but I just Ubered home.
Okay. Did you keep the underwear, or did you give it back to him?
Oh, I kept it.
Okay, so you have his underwear now, but no call back from him.
I had his underwear, but no Carl.
All right.
So wait, was there a discussion of you guys going out again?
The night was kind of hazy.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I figured, you know, he must have been turned on or I don't know. I thought I'd hear back from him. I've texted him a couple times after. I've tried calling. It goes straight to his voicemail. So I don't know.
You haven't heard anything from him?
No.
Have you texted him being like, hey, I got your underwear if you want them back?
I have. I've been kind of flirtatious.
You don't think that he was just expecting a hookup that night? I mean, because he meets a girl 20 minutes later, he finds her at the bar, she asks him to take his underwear off, and then you Uber home. Like, I don't know if he was looking for an actual date, because it doesn't sound like it to me.
I mean, but we had a really good time. We talked a lot. We joked around a lot. I got to know more about him. He got to know more about me. I mean, it just seems like we were on a different connection, not just, you know, a one-night stand.
Okay. Well, We'll play a song and then come back and call him and find out why he's not calling you back.
Okay. And
maybe get his underwear back too. I don't know. All right, we'll do it right after this. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Mona is on the phone and she wants to call a dude named Carl. And I'm surprised she's not getting a call back because on her date, she went to a level of commitment that most married people don't even go to. She actually used his underwear as a napkin.
Mm.
I've been in a lot of long relationships, never done that once. So I'm surprised because you two definitely shared a moment, Mona. If you missed it, she ended up hanging out with this dude named Carl at a bar. They got really drunk and were like daring each other to do things. She dared him to take off his underwear and bring it back to the table. He did, and then she used it as a napkin. Only thing is, he didn't dare to do that. She just decided to do it, and now she's not getting a call back. All right, Mona, are you about ready to call him?
I am.
Okay, and this is your first venture back into the dating world since your big breakup. You didn't talk about your ex or anything, right?
Maybe a little bit, but not too much. I mean, I just kind of alluded to the fact that I hadn't been on a date in about, like, 4 months.
Okay.
You
okay.
Also said you were really drunk, too, so there may be a moment you don't remember where you're. All you did was talk about your ex.
A very good point.
This is fair, too.
All right, well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can figure it out, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Carl, please?
This is him.
Hey, Carl, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Excuse me?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
All right. Hello?
Hi.
What's going on?
That's a good question, Carl. I'll answer that. We do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email about you from a girl named Mona. You kind of understand what's going on now?
I went out with a girl named Mona, but
right.
What's
and
the...
now you're not calling her back or answering her text messages. That's why we're on the phone. Mona wants to know if she did something wrong.
Let me understand this. Mona called you to call me to find out what happened on our date?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm supposed to tell you, and then you're going to tell Mona?
I'm the Yas King. Yas. Spread the gossip.
Yes.
That's exactly what's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just weird.
Can I take a guess of what I think may have happened while you're not calling her?
Sure.
From her description, like, you know, you answered a text from her 20 minutes later, you're at the bar. Were you just hoping for a hookup?
No, she was fun. Like, it was a good time.
So yes or no?
I mean, no, I didn't show up expecting a hookup. No.
Okay.
Is the reason you're not calling her back because she used your underwear as a napkin?
Also a good reason.
Oh, my God. She told you that?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, man. No. I mean, I've never seen anyone do that. I mean, it was, like, funny at the time, but when you say it, like, now, it just sounds kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to give her props for the delivery. Oh.
So you had fun with her. You guys had a good time at the bar.
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't ask her to use my boxes as a napkin or anything, but, like, we were having a good time. We had a bunch of drinks. It was a good time. I just, like, by the end, I just don't think I was feeling it.
Is there any specific reason?
I mean, not. You know,
your voice just went really high. So,
well, I mean, I'm trying to think of how to put it. We talked about lots of different things, like nothing that was like too crazy or anything, but she just like didn't seem necessarily like the sharpest person. And like, I know we were drinking so that could have something to do with it, but it just, I think it might be deeper than
I like hearing you try to not say you felt like she was a dummy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she's a dummy. I just think that, like, there's some things that, like, she may or may not really quite grasp.
I appreciate the effort. I appreciate the effort, but yeah. You don't think she's that smart. Is that what you're trying to skirt around?
I don't think she's super smart. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Okay,
I mean,
wait,
she's no
wait.
Scientist.
You guys, yeah. Do you think, is there any way, Carl, that you think that she was doing, you know, some girls think that guys don't like intelligent women, so they play the ditzy card. It's very obnoxious, but she hasn't been dating in a while.
Yeah, I mean, okay, fine. But, like, it seemed a little bit more, like, sincere than just, like,
How about an example?
Yeah, okay. Later in the night, we were, like, talking, like, after the whole napkin thing, and we were talking about, like, history for some reason, and she didn't agree with how I told her that they count centuries.
What do you mean? She didn't agree.
Okay, like, I told her the 19th century was the 1800s, that the 18th century was the 1700s, and she, like, cut me off and was like, that's bullshit. You're wrong. Started like getting like pissed off about it. Like I was somehow like making up things.
Did she not did she not understand what you were saying, maybe?
Well, at first I was like, okay, are you drunk? And just, is this, let me say it again. And she was like, no, you're wrong. It's the 20th century because it's 20 whatever. And I was like, okay,
oh,
no.
Wow.
And so I tried to like explain it forwards, backwards, whatever, and she just kept getting more and more irate and telling me I was stupid.
Oh.
And it was like I was just making things up, and I was
okay.
To the point where she was just like, you know, let's agree to disagree. And I was like,
let's agree to disagree. Why is there so much of that in the world right now? Let's agree to disagree on like facts.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, you're the only one disagreeing. Like, I didn't want to get other people involved because like we just met. I wasn't like trying to belittle her, and like she just kept arguing and arguing, getting more belligerent about it as it went on.
Whoa.
Okay, so she was actually getting angry with you.
Not like physical, but close.
It's like, how is this the first time that it's come up for her?
Yeah.
Maybe she avoids talking about history. I don't know.
You know, that's a good question. We should ask her about that because, Carl, guess what? Mona is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless she.
Hi, Carl.
Yep, she's still there.
Hey, Mona. Yeah.
So I'm not intelligent enough for you?
Oh.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Hold on. No. It kind of came down to the whole thing about the centuries.
But you're wrong.
It's not about not being intelligent.
Oh.
I'm not wrong.
You are wrong.
Mona.
Okay.
We're in the 20th century. You know when the movie opened up and it says 20th century? It's because we're in the 20th century.
No. Oh, no, that's just
Mona.
The name of it is 20th Century Fox. Or
yeah,
whatever.
That's the name of the company.
Right,
and
that's
when it was founded
century.
In the 1900s.
Wait, so Mona, you're saying if a movie comes out and it's the year 21-something, it's going to be changed to the 21st century movie?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Mona, are you trolling us? You can't honestly believe that.
Guys, you know what? I went to college. I got an A+ in history. I know my centuries.
There's no way you got an A+ in history.
I totally did. We are in the 20th century right now. In the 1900s, it was the 19th century.
Well, when you're first born, like till that anniversary of the day of your birth, are you 1 year old?
Yeah, it's your first birthday.
No. It's your first birthday, and then you're starting the beginning after your first year. You're starting on your second year, but you're not a year old until you're a year old. So how could you
Carl,
have
Carl, are you hurting your brain right now? Because you're not making any sense.
It's actually kind of making sense, though, Mona.
You're not making any sense, Carl. We are in the 20th century right now. Because
you see what I had to deal with? Like, this, like when she was drunk, I thought it made more sense. But, like, this is...
And I don't even think that it's the point of being wrong about it. Like, I could see, Mona, you not understanding it for whatever reason. But why...
I completely understand it. What are you talking about?
No, you don't.
It's bullshit. I completely understand what I'm talking about.
Mona,
he's
saying,
don't,
like,
though.
The first century was the zeros. And then when we got to, like,
how do you
the
know?
Year...
Wait, what? What are you talking about? Were you back
That's
then?
Why it's always
were
off.
Were you alive back then? You were not alive back then. You don't know.
Mona!
Neither were you, Mona. Say, Mona, if you're going to say that you don't know, then you weren't alive back then either. So... How do you
but
know?
I did pass history. I mean, did you guys pass history?
Oh,
I don't think
Mona.
I didn't, but
I passed like fourth grade history. That's when they teach you that.
And he even knows that.
Yeah, it's bad.
Mona, have you ever tried to look it up to like fact check yourself?
Yeah, Google it right now.
You know what, guys? Guys, stop. Just cut it out now. Enough. Enough is enough. Okay, I know what I'm talking about.
Is there anything that will change your mind at all?
Maybe when we go into 2100, then it'll be the 21st.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we
this
move
is
on
what's so frustrating right now. Like, Mona, why can't you admit that you're wrong? I don't understand that. This isn't about even the centuries, because you know in the back of your head that you're wrong.
You know what? Like, I'm not wrong. You guys are just trying to brain shame me right now. It's kind of bordering on bullying, by the way.
Brain shaming.
Gosh.
I've never heard of brain shaming before, but thank you, Mona.
Oh,
Carl, I got it. Yeah, we got to get off this conversation.
This is frustrating.
Carl,
get back to the 21st century.
Yeah, whatever century we're in right now.
Oh, my God.
Carl, would you like to go on a second date with Mona? We'll pay for it.
I think she's just too feisty, and, like, I don't want to waste her time.
Carl, you're intimidated by a strong, intelligent woman. That's all.
That's it, Mona.
That's all it is, Carl.
Yeah, you figured it out.
Yep. All right, Mona, do you even want a second date with Carl?
Not as somebody who doesn't know how to count, no.
Okay. Well, then I guess it was a good second date update for you, because we figured out the reason.
There we go.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Carl, for your time. And Mona, appreciate you emailing the show and everything else. And I'm sorry if you felt brain shamed.
Yes. Thanks for listening.
And I hope you'll be a listener until the 21st century and the 22nd century and all the centuries.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 that says we should find out who her history teacher is and have them fired. Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Yeah.
Talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, Mona wanted to call this dude named Carl. They went out one night, got drunk on her date, and did probably one of the most disgusting things that we've heard in a second date update. She dared him to take his underwear off.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to the bathroom, took his underwear off, and brought it back to her at the table. And then she used it as a napkin,
trying
to be funny. That was already gross,
Jesus.
But that wasn't the big problem on their date. When we got her on the phone, we found out the reason he wasn't calling back was because they got in a huge argument about centuries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She didn't believe that the 18th century means it's actually the 1900s, and the 19th century means it's the 2000s, and so on.
Yeah.
And she argued about it, and she argued with everybody on the show, and she said that she got an A in history class, so she knows she's right.
You know, facts just don't exist in this world anymore.
No, they don't.
It used to be that there was just some things that were true, and now you can argue everything, apparently.
Fake news,
yeah, he said the fact that she just wouldn't hear the truth and wouldn't listen to the facts and would argue this constantly was unattractive, so he didn't want to go out with her again.
Yeah.
No second date. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back. Young Jeffrey's Song of the Week is coming up in just a few minutes at 8:10.